know, the classic book was Zman HaKachim, of course. We're holding now about Pei Aleph. Sorry. The classic Mechus Zman HaKachim is, of course, Riyom HaShmini V'Ala Yeratzeh, before the eighth day. But the Isser of Shechting is something that would have been Usser to Shech in terms of Kodesh, because of Usser Vespino, is only because it's included in Mechus Zman. What other Isser Kodesh is there on it? This is not right for the Mizbeach, because you can't check it yet. Asks the Gemara. Now, you just brought a Raya, Roli Kulin Pe'alav Amonalav. Your whole, you just brought a Raya that Miyom HaShmini V'Ala Yerat says a lot, and in fact, I say, and therefore, the Torah is not giving me a specific love on the issue of Mechusar Zman, but don't we need the Pasuk of Biyom HaShmini V'Ala Yeratzeh for Rabbi Abturiki's Raya? I mean, why don't you think Rabbi Abturiki, the Rabbi Abturiki Rami? Rabbi Abturiki points out that there's a contradiction in the Pasuk. On the one hand it says, V'ayashiv at yamim tachat imo, 7 days, okay. When the 7 days are ended, can I now check this animal? Yes. So, okay, that's mashman. Halayla is kosher. Halayla chazi. But on the other hand, it claims, miyom hashmini v'ala yeratzeh, it's only kosher from the eighth day forward. Miyom hashmini v'ala in, layla lo. Now, how do you explain that? Is it kosher at night or not? So, therefore, he explains that the Torah is coming to teach us, haketza, layla likdusha, Yom Lahartza'ah. As I mentioned earlier, normally it's osir to be makdish to the Mizbeach, something that you can't bring to the Mizbeach. Comes along now, the Pasuk to say, but from the end of the seventh day, in other words, the beginning of the eighth night, you can now come along and you can make it Kadesh. And then on the next day, you can actually be makriv it. Now, Tosfos asks, I mean, isn't this obvious? In the sense that every carbon can only be brought in a day. So, I mean, why do I need the Pasuk to tell me that Miyom HaShmini V'Ala Yeratzeh? I mean, it's a general Pasuk that says, B'yom Tzavoto es B'nei Yisrael, and from there we learn, B'yom and not B'Layla. And Tosfos has a brilliant answer. He points out that in giving me the halacha that Mechusar Zman extends until the eighth day, it completely changes the din. Because if I would have said the only reason not to bring a Mechusar Zman the night before is because of Biyom Tzavoto, the din is Imola Lo Yerid. Because there you have the psul of Balayla, Shnita Zvayla, Imola Lo Yerid. But if it's not right in Mizbeach Bechlal, then it's not psul before, it's not psul Bekadesh. So then it's Imola Tered. Mimela makes it completely different, it makes it not committed how I view this in Gabi Mizbeach Bechlal. Another nafkamina, which is brilliant, another nafkamina is, how about an abama? There's no psulayla on abama, but there is a psula b'chusar zman. So if I know miyom hashmini v'hala yeratzeh, then I wouldn't be able to bring in an abama b'layla. In any event, it turns out I need the pasuk of miyom hashmini to tell me this halacha. So how can you use it to tell me Shakosov Nitkola say? And it says the Gemara Ktiv Kra Achrina. There's actually another pasuk over here that addresses the same. Take a look on the side, which actually quotes the pasuk. The Gemara leaves out the pasuk for some reason. Ken Kaasel Shor Kalat Sonecha Shivat Yamim Yeyeh Imimo Ubayom Hashmini Titno Li. And so, we have also a pasuk that repeats in Shmos, and of course we're holding by these psukim, having just completed Pesach, and our kriyas for Pesach. So, this is a separate din that repeats the halacha of Shibayom Hashmini Titzno Li, and therefore I have two psukim, that basically one tells me the Lavani Tikvaseh, and one tells me Rav Abturiki's halacha. Omer Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna says, now that we're on the topic of Rabbi Shimon, that actually Omer Haya Rabbi Shimon Einot Oved Bino Noi Bekachim Bichlal Osev Espino should not be Noi Bekachim. Of course, this is a continuation, a direct continuation of what how Rashi learned from you earlier. Because look, my time up. Kivud Amar Rabbi Shimon Shvita Sheinaru Uyalav Shma Shvita Shvitas Kachim is always Shvita Sheinu Uliyehi. Again, because it isn't Matir Bafila instantly. At least that's what it appears. Motiv Rava Osav Espino Kachim Bachutz. Rava asks where it says Osav Espino Kachim Bachutz. Rabbi Shimon Omer Sheini Belo Ta'aseh. Remember in Zvachim we had a special halacha of kachim b'chutz, in which the din of miskabel b'fnim is a requirement for the chiyuv of kares of shnitas chutz. But in the event that it's not roy to be miskabel b'fnim, but it would be roy le'achar zman to be miskabel b'fnim, Rabbi Shimon holds that there is a new iser of a lo ta'aseh, which he learns out from lo ta'asun kekol asher anachlo osim po hayom, and therefore there's still a lav, even though there's no chorus, where the Chachomim deny the existence of a separate lav. The Chachomim are in koshe in bokaret, eino b'lo ta'aseh at all. And we asked over there, what do you mean the sheni is b'lo ta'aseh, according to Rabbi Shimon? Kashalon. Kacha b'chut sheni b'lo ta'aseh. How is the sheni b'lo ta'aseh? It's also a chiyuv chorus. A second. You murdered the first animal, according to Rabbi Shimon, by shechting it b'chut. It's a shechita sheni ruya. Sheni mitkabel b'fnimu. In which case, the second one is not an oso of espino. It's a classic mitkabel b'fnim. It's not a lav, it's karet. It's a regular shechita chutz, because the first one was murdered.
What did you
say to him? I shechted it b'chutz. But I should be chayav kares because it was miskabel b'fnim. So kares l'avid is chayav. V'yomar Rava v'amri lo kedi. Now Rava said over there, some say it was kedi, chesuri mecha, so that we're missing a piece over here v'oki katani. What it should have said is kachim shnei b'chutz l'rabbonan rishon anish kares sheni pasul upata completely. Leave out the word lav b'shvutei chutz. The Rebbe Shimon Shneim Anushim Karas, but according to Rebbe Shimon, both are Chayev Karas. Echad b'chutz v'echad b'fnim. If you shecht one of them b'chutz and one of them b'fnim, according to Rabbanan, the first one, since shecht b'chutz is obviously a Chayev Karas, the sheni is possible because of Osav Espino, so it's a b'chutz zman. But since you shechted it now b'fnim, your potter, here it means your potter from Shvutei Chutz. This Brisa is not in the least interested in the Lavim of Osav Espino and never mentions them. Only is talking about the Lavim of Shvutei Chutz. The Rebbe Shimon, obviously it's potter since we're Shechted Bifnim, but that obvious is no more silly than the way we say Bifnim potter on Osav Espino on the first one. Obviously it's potter. It's the first one. But we keep it parallel. Okay, so here too, it's keeping it parallel. But in terms of Shvutei Chutz, not in terms of Osav Espino. Le Rebbe Shimon, Sheini Kasher. According to Rebbe Shimon, the second one that I shecht with me is actually a kosher animal because it's not Mechutz Zman, since the first one was, after all, over here, a Shvutei Chutz. Right? So I murdered it. If I murdered it, echad b'chutz v'echad b'fnim, then the second one is not considered to be osav espino, because it's shechita sheinu ruya. Echad b'fnim v'echad b'chutz. So if the first one was done b'fnim and the second one was done b'chutz, according to Rabbanan, the Rishon is kosher, who potter. The sheni is, obviously it's potter, I mean you did it inside. The sheni is potzel, and a potter, because it wasn't roy to be brought b'fnim, because it's b'chutz man. It's potter. That doesn't mean it's potter from Osav Espino. According to Rabbanan, it's chayav for Osav Espino. But it's potter from Shvutei Chutz. And according to Rabbi Shimon, now what should be the din according to Rabbi Shimon? According to Rabbi Shimon, it's a regular Shvutei Chutz, because the first one was murdered. And yet, for some reason... For some reason, because remember, you're telling me that according to Rabbi Shimon, since Shvitas Kachim is not Matir, because you're claiming Rav Amnuna, since Shvitas Kachim is not Matir, it cannot create a situation of Osav Espino, that is the same with Mechutz Zman, on the second one.
So if it cannot create Malchus Man on the second one, what should be the halach? I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. It's Miskabel Bifnim and your Chayev Peres. Instead, what does it say? The Rabbi Shimon Sheni Belotasa. What's the Lotasa? This is Rabbi Shimon's new Lotasa. Lotasa and Kukolashar Nakhtosim Poyo. So he has to figure more. Esau Kadayt, according to what Rav Amnuna claims, that Ain, Oysen, Esbeno, Noe, Bekachim. So why do you say Sheni Amai Belotasa? What do you mean it's a love? For Sulon, that's all it is a love. Chorus Nami Lachayev, you should be Chayev Chorus also. Something is wrong with Rav Amnuna. The Omar, El Omar Rava, therefore comes along Rava to change what Rav Amnuna meant. And Afika Omar Rav Amnuna. What Rav Amnuna was saying is that in Malkus Oysev Espino Noig Bekachim, you cannot be Machayev a person Malkus when it comes to Kachim. That's the point. My timer. Because Kiva, the Chokama, the Lozorik Dam, Lo Mishtari of Basar. Since until the Zrikas Adam, you're never mad to the Basar. Mi'idna de Koshok, Rabbi Hatzorat Zafik. So now if the guy is shechting, so what are you going to tell him? Don't shech that animal, the Kodesh. You're going to be Chayev for us of Esbino. He'll say, well, you never know. Maybe. I mean, certainly with the act of Shemitah alone, I can't become Chayev for Osavas. No, maybe it'll be Pasar for Achila. Let's wait and see. Well, to wait and see, of course, is not going to be Chayev Malkus. Because Hatra'at Safek, Lav Shema Hatra'at.
But if it doesn't ring the bell at all, what's the situation?
If it does bring the blood, what would be the situation, is what you're asking. If it doesn't bring the blood, then the Shemitah for sure is Ein Ruhuya. But even if he does subsequently bring the blood, Lamaita at the time that he shechted it, didn't help him. Wasn't matering at all. Now here is where Rashi runs into trouble. Because according to Rashi, the very fact that Rabbi Shimon holds that Shvita Skotzeb Shvita Shenaruya means that Shvita, it cannot cannot be knowing Bekachim, Beklah. Therefore, says Rashi, what the heck is this business about Shvita because of Hasra Suffolk? Man, this sounds like a brisket chat, he says. This is a purish of some person who's Harif Mupupal, but he's totally Meshubash. That's what he's talking about. He's got all the lumdas. But I mean, it doesn't make sense in the Sugya. So he must have somebody stuck this in. It's crazy. Because it's much more fundamental than the question. It's really cute. Watch me say, "Pirish Mishubashu Miyadam Charifu Mipulpal." He's brilliant and he's got a lot of pilpul. He knows the Gemara. He throws in at the show. I have a new problem. It's a Tzras Sofik. Who's talking about a Tzras Sofik? Stick to the issue. The issue is, I don't mean brisket for sure, but the issue is that we're dealing with a fundamental problem of Shnash and Ruhuya. And this is what causes Rashi, this is what causes Tosfos, I mean, problems with Rashi's pshat. Why in the world, I mean, if Lamaisa, the Vav is based on the Linyan Rishon, so why should we say that it's not coming to tell me that the Din of Shkita per se is a perfectly valid Shkita by the question. The only question would revolve around, Tosfos says, indeed around this question of Hasra Safek. Or, the Shaila is, you could say, that the din of Isa's benign name, the Kachim, means in a case where the first one was fallen. And now the Shaila is, now the second one is Kachim. So the first one is a Shvita, is definitely a Shvita Ruhuya. And now the Torah comes to be Mechadesh, that Isa's benign is named Bekachim. So there the question on the second one. Is Hasra Safik? What about Hasra Safik? This comes along with Rav Nuna to say that look, there's Enoch Inami, even though there's an Isra of Osav Esbeno and Kachim. But that doesn't mean that you can figure out a way to get around the problem of how to give the guy Malkus. There can't be a way in which it won't be Hasra Safik. It'll just be Hasra Safik. But we can't call it a Chisarn and the Etzim act of Shvita. Fine. Okay, so Rashi, of course, has to change the gears over here. Take away this point about Muchus, about that it's Hasra Safik, and because, I mean, according to him, the second one is a Muchus Zman. If it's a Muchus Zman, then it's Bechlal not a Shvita. If you check the first one, the second one is Muchus Zman for Kachin. We talk about we're both a Kachin. So what's a child to talk about? It's not a kosher shvita, not for kosher, not for fooling. So what are you talking about? A problem of asra suffix as well, Tainas Rashi. It's no asra at all. There's nothing to give him asra for. It's not a kosher behemoth for kodesh. So how can you tell me that it would be chayiv? Therefore, he takes out the whole piece, my taima of asra suffix, and he says, the reason that you can't give malchus for Espino, that's all that it says. Ain malchus for Espino, period. And the reason is that the second one can never be called a shchita ru'uya. By definition, since it's always going to be malchus Zman if the first one was kodesh. Fine. V'yaz the Rava l'taymi. Now this that Rava says, that a shvita of Oso Vesbeno is not going to be b'chayev you, Malkus. This is Rava l'shitase. Because the Omar Rava, in a case where you have a mother and a child, in which the mother is chulin, and the child was mukudash to be a shlomi. So if you shech the chulin first, and then you shech the shlomi, you're patur. You're going to be potter on the shvita of the shlamim, because again, the shvita of the shlamim is a shvita sheina ru'uya. On the other hand, if you shechted first the shlamim, and then you shechted the chulin is a shvita ru'uya. So mechus is manor chulin. It's not asra safik on chulin. So then you would be chayiv. The Yomar Rava, now Rava says a tremendous kiddush. He's chulin ubna ola, but that's if it's a shlomi. But if it's an ola, you have another problem. Because over there, lo mi boi shokat chulin v'akakak shokat ola de potter, not only in the case, you check with the chulin first, and you make now the ola a mechuser zman, not only there would you be potter, but according to Rabbi Shimon, afilu shokat ola v'akakak shokat chulin you potter. Even if you first check to the Kodesh, you'd still be potter on the chulin. You know why? Because shkita of an ayla doesn't give anybody anything to eat. So therefore, to shkita shena ruya. Shkita kamaitza, lav shkita bat achilayi. It's b'kolona considered to be a tzvoach tevach v'achin, because nobody can eat it. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, that's crazy. What do you mean nobody can eat it? The Mizbeach can eat it. Achilat Mizbeach is considered to be achila. We find that always. My time in Emma Grah. In Heyachel Yeachel Mipsar Zevak Shalomab. B'shteach Yilot HaKatuv Medaber. How do I know that I can make something pigle by having in mind to feed it to the Mizbeach at the wrong time? Only from the Lashon of In Heyachel Yeachel. Because of the Achila of the Mizbeach. It's also called Achila. So, I mean, obviously, he has Echad Achilat Adam. The Echad Achilat Mizbeach is viewed as Achila. So there, Rabbi Shimon would never have said that's a shvita she'eda ru'uya. Now Tosis points out, there's another astounding thing to claim such a thing. According to Rabbi Shimon, it should be impossible to have tuma on an ayla because it's not, since Rabbi Shimon's definition of foodstuffs is ochel, shata yachol la'achilo la'achirim, over here you can't feed it to anybody. And therefore it's by definition not achila. And remember that Rabbi Shimon wouldn't hold legabi that chibas hakodesh would be machshir in this case. That we see, this brings right out, we see from the din of parah. But in any event, how do you explain this? So Tosfos explains, of course Rabbi Shimon holds a vinei achel yachel. And of course, Rabbi Shimon holds that it's considered to be achilat. Bein legabi tumas ayichlin, and bein legabi the din of pigol. That's not the question over here. The question is how far to take the mocker of the libund of tvach tevach v'hachin. If you hold that the mocker of shvita ru'uya is hachin for achilah, then it's hachin for achilah zonah. Because we're going to literally learn it out of the case of Yosef and his brothers. Okay? So then there's a special halacha of Shrita Ru'uya that means that all of those elements of Shrita are nogeya Shrita that can be eaten by a human being. As far as other dins, the Torah's Machadish is many dinim. The Torah's Machadish is a din of Shrita by a paraduma. Right? What does that have to do with Shrita Ru'uya? The Torah is Machadish that there's a din of Shrita Chut. So, what does that have to do with a Shrita Ru'uya? The Torah is Machadish that there's a din of Shrita for the Mizbeach. Absolutely. But that is not what we're talking about in the other sugyas of Estab Shrita. These are Gzeres HaKosev, that there's acts of Shrita that have specific purposes and meanings. But there's the general concept of Tmicha. You look like you're concentrating too much on that. The general issue of Tmicha, which that concept of Tmicha has to be a Tmicha that is included in Tfarach Tavach V'Hach.
For human consumption.
Right. Just like the Mokra, the V'Hachin over there. Prepare it for food. Now, we'll just review the mission should be in order, even though we did it already. Ha'shochet v'nim tzatrifa, ha'shochet l'avodah zarah, v'ha'shochet parat chatat. Somebody checks it, finds it to be a trait. Or he does a shkita for Avodah Zarah, which asurs ba'ano. Or he does the shkita of the paraduma, which may be perfectly good for paraduma, but it doesn't allow you to eat it. Or he checks the shor haniskal before you got around to be sokolit, but we learned out that it becomes asur ba'ano from the time that you gomer dino. Or if he checks an egla rufa from the time that you read a lanach aleitam, is Osarta before you do the Arif. In all these cases, you can't eat the thing that you shechted. And therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, you're potter from Osam Esbeno. According to the Chachamim, all that we care about is the act of Shkita, even if it's not Matar Bachila. There's no concept of Shkita Haruia. And therefore, according to the Chachamim, Meshaidim Botov Edbeno. Hashokhit is not Labiado. On the other hand, if the act of Shkita itself is Pogum, so that you made a mistake in the Shkita and it became an Avela, or for that matter, you didn't check at all, you just did an act of Nefira, or you did an act of Akiras Hasimani, over there you literally didn't do a Shrita, you killed the mother. There's no din of Osav Esbeno on having killed the mother. And therefore your patur mishum oto ve'etbeno. By the way, this is one of the Rajba's problems with the approach of mercy that is involved in Osav Esbeno. He says the halachas are not consistent with an approach of mercy.
Because, okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, yes, exactly. You can electrocute it, then you can kill the child, but if you shechted it with Shrita, then you can't kill the child. That's absurd if it's coming to teach you mercy. Okay, there's many, many answers to that problem. Obviously, when the certainly, obviously, when the other one is dead, the question of mercy is not really much of an issue, is it? By Shiluach HaKein, I understand. But you're telling me Osav Esbeno works in both directions. I shechted the child. Now you're telling me, don't shech the mother. What's the point of not shechting the mother? Take her out of her misery. The whole thing is very strange. So, the pu'ulot over there that we're talking about is a recognition of the poignancy of relationships to an animal, therefore the human should be sensitive to those relationships.
When it comes to some personal usage.
Exactly.
It requires a shita to...
Exactly. That would be one approach.
The human realm of use of animals.
Yeah. In other words, it's to teach you to relate seriously the same way that you would understand that the death of a family in an automobile accident, parent and child, is more poignant than the death of parent or child, or the death of two parents versus child, and so on and so forth. So that is where the Torah is giving validity to your view of animal emotions. It's not saying that the Torah is concerned directly for those animal emotions. It is concerned for your response to those animal emotions. And this is the way many understand. Rabbi Rabakeh seems to understand the Rambam, even in the Mora, to mean that. That is to teach you to take what a scientist may view as simple anthropomorphisms, as taking them seriously and seeing yourself as part of the evolutionary process of the development of emotions, and whatever elements of emotion you detect in an animal, you have to relate to it as being similar to your own feelings.
Because it will affect how the person is
Exactly. Yeah, it affects what you are. It affects the self. That's basically what the Zohar says. The Zohar says all of these mitzvahs essentially are to prevent actions that disregard the way in which the human being would view life if he would take it seriously. Exactly, it turns you cruel, makes you insensitive.
Midas don't split.
What's that?
Midas don't split.
What do you mean don't split?
Like in other words, you can't be like nice there and then mean you don't have the midas.
Correct.
Nice.
That's correct. Yeah. You can't define an area where okay, uxorious is okay. So that's obviously one approach. I mean, another approach is Reb Shamshon Raphael Hirsch's approach, where he says that the union of osa v'no is bedak in terms of carbon, and I'll be the sheetus of carbonites. If I'm not mistaken, the Meshech Chochma also speaks of this in this fashion. That the idea over here is to make certain that there's no tinge of the sacrificial attached to a carbon. Because the sacrificial was always the cruelty per se. There's an element of the pain, the mesiras nefesh, that I go through in presenting you with my child, shechting my child, and or placating the gods in some level. And there the level of the mesiras nefesh is actually a greater tikkun for the Avodah Zarah, in their view. Look what we are willing to sacrifice in the understanding that we don't deserve life or that we need your rain or whatever it is. And so to the spirit of the mountain, we give the mother and the child, so to speak, right? So it's in order to specifically, since carbonas have so much of the tinge of idolatry attached to them and are based in idolatry on an insensitivity to life, therefore, the Torah goes out of its way to force greater sensitivity to life, dafka, in carbonas, in order to show you that you can only bring a carbon out of a deeper relationship to an animal, and never out of a disregard for the animal. But it certainly would not be nogea, where it's not nogea stam, or eating, in other words, where you're taking the animal. But you can only relate to an animal out of concern and feeling. But it's time. I mean, you're a murderer. You're a murderer. That is something. We're not going to ask you murdering an animal and murdering its child on the same day. Either we include animal life in Ritzich or we don't. In the same way, we don't include a fetus, a human fetus in Ritzich to be Machayev you. We're not going to include an animal, so to speak. Even though in certain terms we do. In other words, we say, Dam Shafach HaYishov. You know, that we view the Shechita of an animal inappropriately to be Dam Shafach. It's murder. But it's not a murder that we're Machayev on. It's not including a low tirzah. But it's still Dam Shafach HaYishov. Okay, so that I think that's a beautiful, beautiful explanation. Mm-hmm. That we should have mentioned across the points out in terms of proponents that I remember. That the Torah has a lot of, he brings other examples, but the Torah gives specific dinim vis-a-vis where we're going to use the animal, that's specifically where you must learn to care about the animal. But where you're not using the animal, so there, the Torah doesn't matter, doesn't mind what it is you do. That is, I'm not coming to teach you how to deal with animals. But if you're going to use an animal, you damn well better know how to use it. Another example he brings is loisaksai. You may not be mechuyev to feed every animal, but don't use an animal and not allow it to eat. Right? There's a few examples, man. It's not none in my head right now. But he shows that it's specifically at a time where you make use of something, that's where you have to be more sensitive to it. It makes friends of medicine. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll finish here. It leaves us only, basically, we're a quarter of a daf here, a little bit more behind.
Tomorrow,
regular time. No more excuses. Back to work.